This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Something's skipping over there. Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, at any time you'd like to check us out, know who we are, what it is that we're conveying to you, you want to know the fruit of the ministry, please check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You have 13 to 15 articles every day posted combating the lies coming through the mainstream media, as you just heard during the break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, do yourself a favor and subscribe to the page. Subscribe. We were just pulled off of YouTube about a month and a half ago now, a month and 3 weeks ago. We are now rebooting all those videos up. We were deplatformed by the such, and the fact of the matter is we are reloading. We will always be on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. You'll find the platform in which we are on today. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Join us on Top Chat. Go ahead and join us on Top Chat. You can also check us out on beforeitsnews.com as well. beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Same thing there. Click on the platform in which we're on. Join us on Top Chat. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, just for the record. Again, I would love to hear from anybody that may want to call in. Again, that number is 1-866-582-9933. Yesterday, we were covering much. We were talking about, in the sense of doing just a bit of a recap here, we were talking about who holds the keys of life and death? Jesus Christ does. And yet we hear from these gloom and doomers all day long that there's nothing that we can do and we're under the control of the globalists. And friends, I spent much time convincing everybody through scripture that that is just not true in any sense of the word, because we're catching wind that there's people out there in the church in America that are preparing the church for death. I mean, folks, it's getting weird. I mean, in there's others that are preaching, the rapture, as to suggest God's going to raise up an army and pull them out right before the battle. I mean, what is their scripture, such as Ephesians 6:12, starting there, going down to the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the loins girt about with truth, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and the sword of the spirit, the helmet. You know, you get what I'm saying? The shield of faith. The list goes on. Why do we have scriptures like that if God's going to pull us out? What does the Bible tell us? friends in the book of John 17, where it tells us that Jesus prayed for his disciples, not that he would take them out of the world, but that he would keep them from the evil one. It's interesting how these people know all of the things that Jesus himself doesn't know. What am I talking about? Matthew 24:36. Jesus said that he didn't even know the times. But somehow or another, these modern day heretics, they know the times. They can tell you what Jesus can't. Put that up against 24:36 in the book of Matthew when you get a moment, friends. Now, that's what we were covering yesterday. Then we were talking about how the Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. And we showed you those that dared lay their hand on God's anointed, and how it didn't fare well with them at the end of the day. And we went through all of that. And I want to pick it up from there, because I think there's much more information that we need to share with the people, as to understand that the Jesus that's been created in the minds of the American church is not the Jesus of the Bible in any sense of the word. Matter of fact, it's the violation of the Second Amendment. Thou shalt not make thyself any graven image, nor bow down thyself unto them to serve them. In other words, creating a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating, a feminized version of a defeated Christ. Folks, this is all created. It's man-made, and it's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and it's very clear, that he is the line of the tribe of Judah. It's very clear, friends, that it tells us in Scripture that he spoke not as the scribes and the Pharisees, but he spoke as one having authority. He spoke boldly, and boldly means forward to danger, again, for the record. Now, friends, catching up to this, I want to recap over the last week, too, before we pick up from where I just ended. And, again, I'm not trying to scatterbrain anybody, but I am trying to stay on par with line upon line, precept upon precept, concerning what it is that we have been dealing with. So before we get to the main topic, let's cover a couple things that we have actually covered over the last couple days here, actually over the last week here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. One of them being this, it just happens to be that Operation Warp Speed. I think we all now understand why it is they're calling it Operation Warp Speed, because they want to get it into your body before you figure out that there's over 400 adverse side effects to these vaccinations. Okay. And so with that said, what I want to do is I want to play some audio from a guy named Dr. Wakefield. And he's the guy that's responsible for coming out of the UK saying this is not a vaccination. He said it is irreversible. It is a genetic modification. Listen to this carefully, friends.
So let's talk about this COVID vaccine, because you just brought it up. mRNA.
Right.
What does this mean?
And let me try and characterize this. DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, are the basis of our genetic structure, if you like, in every cell, is turned in codes for protein. And it transfers its information to make the protein through messenger RNA. So messenger RNA is an intermediary between the gene and the product, the protein. It's the protein that ultimately elicits the immune response, not the RNA. If you want to make a vaccine, it's protein that you give, whether it's bacterial protein or viral protein, whatever it is, it's the protein to which the human immune system develops the immune response. So, by definition, an RNA vaccine isn't a vaccine at all, because it doesn't elicit an immune response. It has to be turned into protein, and it's the protein in turn that creates the immune response. A messenger RNA vaccine is actually genetic engineering. That's what it is. It's putting genetic material from an RNA virus into your cells and asking the cellular machinery with the RNA to produce protein from your cells, to which you then mount an immune response. What could possibly go wrong? You have cells in your own body that are producing protein to which your immune system is going to mount an immune response. That's called an autoimmune disease.
Folks, we'll be right back. So, this is LibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just playing a little piece for you from Dr. Wakefield, waking the American people up, not just in the UK, friends, but also on a global basis, to the fact that Operation Warp Speed, he is making us known as to why they are calling it Operation Warp Speed, because they want to get it into your body before you see the adverse effects of these vaccinations. And it's interesting how they've just, again, rode roughshod over the American people concerning the narrative that they never proved concerning a virus, and straight into vaccinations. And it's also interesting to note that just over the last week, we see through this COVID-19 relief bill that it had very little to do with COVID-19, and it had little to do with the American people, but it did have a whole lot to do with them stealing money from our coffers and giving it and redistributing our wealth to foreign countries, namely our foreign enemies. We also found out that there was $3 billion of it that was given to the likes of Bill Gates and Melinda Gates' foundation called Gavi, funding Bill Gates concerning vaccinations against We the People. Again, we need to pay attention to the names of these titles, friends, that the government gives, because it's like the Patriot Act. It's the most unpatriotic thing that they could have come up with by naming it the Patriot Act, which in fact, friends, should have been called the Act of Tyranny. So I just played that. We're getting caught up right now. Just played some audio for you from Dr. Wakefield. Last week, we also took the time to play some audio from Mr. Jeffress, Pastor Jeffress, who sits on the Evangelical Board of Donald Trump, and he called it an early Christmas present from God, these vaccinations. It's also interesting to note that the President of the United States of America America, Donald Trump, said it was a miracle from God. But I'll tell you what, people that have done their due diligence, they're pulling the curtain back on these vaccinations, and they're telling you something completely different. I'm going to go over to a nurse really quick who took the vaccination out of Tennessee. She'll introduce herself to you. It's a real short piece, but I want you to listen to what she has to say. She just took the vaccination. You tell me, does this sound like a miracle from God, or does this sound like a gift from God, friends? Listen carefully.
I am a registered nurse in Nashville, Tennessee, and my name is Kalila Mitchell. I'm reaching out to everyone about the COVID-19 vaccination. I recently took the COVID-19 vaccination. After the shot, I felt fine, but within 3 days, I went to the doctor because I had problems with my face. The whole left side of my face, actually. I have Bell palsy now. And as you can see, I can't smile. I'm trying to smile. I'm just getting embarrassed.
That's a gift from God, friends.
But I just want everyone to know.
It's a miracle from God, you're told.
This vaccination is the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
And I would not give this to anybody.
Yeah.
Even my worst enemy.
Even her worst enemy.
Please, America, they do not care about us. Do not take this vaccination.
Wow. That runs pretty strong in contrast to what you're being told by the President of the United States of America, as well as Mr. Jeffress, right? Put that up against 1 Kings 13:33. Wow. It's a miracle from God. She took it. She develops Bell's palsy. She tells you it's the worst thing. Don't take it. And then she said they don't care about us. Of course they don't care about us. This is the same government that sanctions the murder of the innocent in the womb. Of course they don't care about us. Folks, are you kidding me? Well, first of all, if you're trying to kid me, first of all, you need to understand that you've kidded yourself. You've deceived yourself into believing that somehow or another they're looking out for you. You are sadly, sadly mistaken. Also wanted to encourage those that have enough common sense to know what's going on here again, friends. It's not like the government just decided to tell us the truth because they really care about us, right? Keep in mind, this is the government that said, listen, if they don't comply with us, don't let them buy or sell while they keep Planned Parenthoods open, okay? So don't sit there and tell me about how much they care about us. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. The lines are open for you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I also wanted to play some more audio for you to encourage the listeners that do know the difference. In the Netherlands, now I know that you're being told that by the mainstream media, everybody's lining up to get their vaccination. Well, we have torn down that false narrative 1,000 times on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com here. 1,000 times at least, okay? We've also had doctors on the radio. We played audio over and over and over again, countering the narrative that you're being sold by the mainstream media and this current administration, telling you the exact opposite of, as to what they're telling you, okay? Now, we just listened to a nurse in Nashville, Tennessee, who got it, and she's telling you exactly the opposite of what they're telling you, as I just said. In the Netherlands, this only reaffirms the position as to what we have taken in sharing information as to what's going on over in different countries across the globe, that people are not going along with the narrative, that in Europe alone, they are defying their governments for their tyranny because they have been found out once again. Well, in the Netherlands alone, friends, this is also, by the way, happening in Los Angeles, California, too. Doctors all across the United States of America are beginning to stand up and saying, we're not taking this. We're not taking this in any sense of the word. You are not making us take this, okay? But what we're seeing in the Netherlands, going back to the Netherlands there, 87,000 nurses are refusing to take COVID-19 vaccine. Why is it that the mainstream media isn't reporting as to why these nurses aren't going to take the vaccination? Listen to this one, friends.
Hello, I'm Elke de Klerk from the Netherlands, and I want to state that we do not have a medical pandemic or epidemic, because
That's
those
right.
words are also used through each other. We also state that COVID-19 should not be on list A for any longer, because we now know that it is a normal flu virus, and the normal flu virus isn't on list A. So we are also starting a lawsuit to the state
wow.
of the Netherlands to bring this in with a large group of doctors and a really large group of
large
nurses
group.
Also, because we have
wow.
contact with 87,000 nurses that do not want the vaccine.
Wow.
That has been prepared for us.
Boy, this is
They're
amazing
not
to me.
The guinea pig. The rabbit.
She's saying that we're not going to play the guinea pig. There's lawsuits coming forth in the Netherlands. There's thousands upon thousands of doctors, a large group of doctors. The number that I have in front of me is 87,000 that are refusing to be, as she said, quote unquote, guinea pigs. Boy, how come we're not hearing about that in America, friends? How come we're not getting the truth of the matter here in America? Oh, did you know that Scott Jensen, he's a doctor, he's also a senator here in the state of Minnesota, he was recently on Fox and Friends. Him and another representative are now calling the governor, this tyrant here in the state of Minnesota, to give a full audit on the COVID deaths. Well, some might ask the question, why would they need to do that? Because of what they're equating the deaths to, friends. As I've always said, you know, here's a matter of fact, I just had somebody yesterday say to me, Bradley, everything you've been telling us about this virus is true. Hey, folks, that's all you have to do is look the other direction as to what the mainstream media is telling you, because that's the truth. There is no truth in these people, John 8:44, friends. And again, why is it that they have to manufacture the deaths? Why? This was just on Fox News, friends. Car crash victims, they equated to COVID-19. Drowning victims, they equated to COVID-19. Dementia, they equated to COVID-19. And a stroke were all listed as COVID deaths in the state of Minnesota alone, friends. Why are they creating these statistics? Because they have nothing else to put under this false narrative that they've been pushing on the American people for the last 9 and 10 months. Okay? Again, this is coming from a state rep that's telling the people the truth in the state of Minnesota, across the country on Fox and Friends. Okay? We have a doctor telling the people in the state of Minnesota and across the United States of America on Fox and Friends that they're creating statistics. Okay? Did you also know, we were told by one of these doctors, friends, that if the medical industry, wherever it may be in your states, that go along with creating statistics on COVID-19, equating deaths to COVID regardless of how they actually died, did you know that they're getting paid to create those statistics on your dime? Friends, when the Bible tells us that our sin is finding us out, it truly is finding us out. We are doing this to ourselves, okay? We're doing this to ourselves because we're not taking responsibility and taking heed to those that are actually telling us the truth. And we're not being told the truth by the media, the mainstream media. We're not being told the truth about this administration concerning this vaccination. And do keep in mind, Donald Trump is the one that gave stage to Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci. Furthermore, I want to add this too, friends. Have you seen how many of these said representatives, Kamala Harris, Mike Pence, Nancy Pelosi, the Prime Minister in Canada, another one in the Middle East, getting their shots? Anybody paying attention to the fact that the plungers are down and there's no needles? I hope you are. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A dozen Republican senators led by Senator Ted Cruz of Texas say they will challenge President-elect Joe Biden's election victory when Congress gathers to certify the Electoral College vote next week. Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri announced today. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opposes the move. The Republican senators say they are doing this to protect election integrity. U.S. Representative-elect Madison Cawthorn of North Carolina says he'll contest the results also.
This is not something new, it's not unprecedented, but never Trump senators and really kind of members of the left and people in our own party who are saying that this is unprecedented and dangerous for the Republic, I believe we're just trying to hide.
Representative Louie Gohmert of Texas and a group of Republican electors from Arizona tried to give Vice President Mike Pence the power to overturn the results when he oversees the session. A federal judge dismissed that lawsuit yesterday. USA Radio News. The home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been vandalized. More from USA Radio's Mike Fortier.
Pelosi's San Francisco home covered in graffiti yesterday morning. Someone spray painting cancel rent and we want everything on her garage door. A severed pig's head also found at the scene. A neighbor talks to local TV station KPIX5.
I don't think that this is a useful way to go about it. And it's a terrible start to this new year when we're hoping for less anger and hatred than we've had to deal with for the last year.
Pelosi in D.C. at the time, no one claiming responsibility.
The leader of an Islamist militant group blamed by the U.S. and India for the 2008 attacks in Mumbai that killed 166 people has been arrested for financing terrorism. Zakir-ur-Rahman Lavki is said to have been running a medical dispensary to run money from militant activities. The lone surviving gunman in the siege told interrogators that the assailants were in touch with Lavki. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Show is about. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Now listen, folks, again, one thing that we don't do here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is give you our opinion. We always back it up with facts, okay? And that's exactly what we're going to continuously do here because people need to know the facts. So in sharing audio from doctors over and over and over again for the last 9 and 10 months, that counters the narrative concerning what you're hearing through the mainstream media and this current administration concerning the vaccinations. Okay, Connolly on Top Chat just now said, I disagree with you. He said, I'm 75. Get the vaccine or die. This is what he said. Now, I just want to say to Connolly, okay, because you're not, you don't have the courage to call in 1-866-582-9933. I just want to tell you first and foremost that Congress has an 11% approval rating. If I was to talk to you outside of what's going on with this whole pandemic right now, And I asked you the question, Connolly, as to whether or not you believe or trust the government, you'd probably say I was out of my mind. If I was to have a conversation with you, Connolly, concerning the mainstream media, and I asked you the question, do you believe what the mainstream media promulgates, broadcasts? If it wasn't for the plandemic right now, Connolly, you'd probably say to me, I would be out of my mind. Well, keep in mind, Congress has an 11% approval rating, and 94% of the American people don't believe the media. Connolly, listen carefully. You would tell me that I was crazy if I told you that you would be where you're at right now over the last 9 and 10 months before this plandemic actually stuck its head up or surfaced, okay? Nobody believes the media. Nobody trusts the government. A very small portion of people in this country do, okay? Who told you, Connolly, that there's a virus? The same ones selling you the virus that they cannot prove are the same ones that are selling you the vaccinations. Okay. Now, if that's not good enough for you, friends, if you just joined us, Connolly, he's a top chat friend right now. He said, disagree with you. I'm 75. Get the vaccination. Get the vaccine or die. He says, I can't even believe that there's people out there like this. I really can't. Okay. So apparently Connolly believes now and trusts now. Okay. He said, polo shot, flu shot hasn't killed anyone. You're just making money with your station. First and foremost, I'm here to tell you, you are incorrect, sir. Not a one individual or sponsor that you have heard is there to pay me. I am not getting paid by Genesis Communication Networks. We are a ministry, and we are here by the support of the people. Now, if I was here telling you everything that you wanted to hear, and I had these sponsors that I was serving, these golden calves, I could totally understand why you would say something like that. But notice, Connolly, I'm not running from your comments. I'm making them public so everybody can understand as to what it takes when you stand up against such people as yourself. Okay, this is what you do. You shoot the messenger. Okay, let me just go over to a deposition. I played this several times, but I think it's worth saving the lives of some people that are still going to take heed concerning what's inside of these vaccinations. And this is just one of a plethora of videos that we can play right now. This is a deposition of a doctor who's being questioned about what's inside of these vaccinations. Okay. Now, keep in mind, Robert Kennedy, Dr. Wakefield, and organizations on a global basis right now are trying to get the American people to understand that there's over 400 adverse side effects to vaccinations. Many people are dying about it, by the way, too. And this is being suppressed by the mainstream media. Okay? But I want you to listen carefully that during this deposition as to what he's being asked, and pay attention as to what is in fact inside of these vaccinations, and then you tell me your thoughts, and I'm going to come back and I'm going to take a couple phone calls. Go ahead and play that, Judah, please.
Oh, yes, influenza. Do any vaccines contain gelatin from pigs?
Gelatin from pigs?
Yes. Do any vaccines in the childhood vaccine schedule contain human albumin?
Oh, yes.
What is human albumin?
Human albumin is part of human serum, part of the blood that is liquid.
That could be problematic, right?
Well, it could be. I mean, if the individual is not healthy.
Or if maybe some of the human blood components bind to some of the aluminum and develop antibodies, self-antibodies, correct?
If they develop antibodies against a serum component, that would not be good.
Do any vaccines on the childhood vaccine schedule contain MRC5 human diploid cells?
Yes. Rubella.
Wow.
Varicella.
I'm lying.
A.
Connolly.
What are MRC5 cells?
They are human fibroblast cell strain. They were created by taking fetal tissue and from a particular fetus that was aborted by maternal choice. And
what was that, Connolly? I just want to make sure I heard you right. I was lying to you.
Do any vaccines on the childhood vaccine schedule contain WI-38 human diploid lung fibroblasts?
Well, they used to, but I don't think anything is made in those cells anymore.
If you could turn to page 3 for MMR and MMRV.
The deposition.
Do you see that within the ingredient list that lists WI-38, human diploid lung fibroblasts?
Yes, I do see that.
Wow.
Isn't it true that human DNA in vaccines is typically purposely fragmented?
Yes.
Purposely fragmented.
Mostly, for theoretical reasons.
You can go ahead and phase that. I just wanted to make sure Connolly understood from the doctors as to how I'm lying to everybody here. Okay? You heard again from another doctor as to what's inside of those vaccinations. Okay. One thing Connolly might not understand is Bill Gates also bought a patent back in March. It's called Luciferis-Luciferium. I've given you the Google number. You can go online. It's easily accessible. In case Connolly doesn't quite understand as to what's taking place here, Bill Gates wants to take the world population and he wants to drop it 3 billion in the world. We call him Mr. Depopulation. Oh, and by the way, Connolly, just in case you didn't know this neither, I also wanted to let you know that Bill Gates' dad used to oversee Planned Parenthood, who's responsible for murdering over 60 million babies. That's equivalent to 18 states, Connolly. Okay. Sometimes you just don't know who your best friends are, do you? No. Your best friends are those that can tell you the truth regardless if you like it or not. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful, Connolly. Now do you understand why Jesus Christ was crucified? He went unto his own, but his own received him not because they had no place in them to receive that word, the engrafted word which is able to save their souls. There's nothing worse than when you stand over a precipice and you stand up in front of them coming, charging 100 miles an hour, looking to go right over the end of the cliff, and you're standing there waving them down saying, stop, stop, listen, there's a precipice there. If you go past me, you're going to destroy yourself. There's nothing worse than when those people are responsible for attacking you, when you're looking out for them. My friends, that is real love. That is real love. Politicians are known for kissing you as they sell you down the river. It's exactly what's going on here concerning this whole pandemic. You've been sold out, Americans. I said to you during the last segment, friends, during the end of it, that the Kamala Harris, if you haven't seen the video, watch the video. If you haven't seen the video with Pence, if you haven't seen the video with other politicians that are, for some reason or another, trying to convince you that everybody's doing it, and then once they allegedly get their vaccinations, everybody in the room begins to applaud. That's how stupid they think you are. The problem they're having, friends, is people are paying attention to the fact that the plungers are down. There's no needles that are out. And it's interesting to note that the people that are paying attention to the syringes, once they allegedly pull them out of the patient's arm. Pay attention to the details, because the media and these politicians want you to deny what's right in front of your face. They want you to believe what you're told to believe. They want to tell you that your eyes, if you question anything we're telling you or doing, your eyes are lying to you. Your ears are lying to you. Read Isaiah 5:20. These are the ones that need to put darkness for light and light for darkness. You need to understand that you are dealing with some dangerous, dangerous people. Politicians in this country have sold the American people down the river for decades. For decades. They've been exposed for scandals, lies, murder. The list goes on. And these are the same people that are telling you today, you better do this or else. And then you've got the fools that play right along with it, suggesting to you that I'm doing this for the money. I'll tell you what, if this is how you get famous and this is how you make money, I'm in the wrong business. I'm in the wrong business. I'm doing this because this is a call of God. And I'll tell you what, just like when Jesus looked at Peter and said to him, do you love me, in the book of John? And Peter said to him, yes, Lord, I do. He said, feed my sheep, Jesus did. Jesus looked at Peter again and says, do you love me? And Peter said, you know I love you. He said, feed my lambs. And then what did he say after that? He said it a third time, and Peter was getting aggravated with Jesus. He said, do you love me, Peter? And Peter looked at him and said, you know that I love you, Jesus. Why do you keep asking me this? He said, feed my sheep. He said, when you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go, but now another's going to gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go. That's the call of God. That's the call of God. And people quite haven't figured it out, especially those that call themselves Christians. They're a bunch of do-gooders, not understanding in the book of Romans that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Okay? When the Holy Ghost puts and sheds the love of God in your hearts, you do things that nobody else is willing to do. And why are you doing it? You're doing it for the approbation of your Father, which is in heaven, to please Him, not man. Not man. Folks, we're going to come right back and we're going to get to some of these topics. If you want to call in, please do. As a matter of fact, I'll take some phone calls right after this break. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Happy New Year, friends. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show in the nation on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 different show hosts. We appreciate your trust. We're also broadcasting not just into 133 cities in America, but also into 53 countries as well. And we also have national platforms going on right now, which I'm paying attention to. So if you want to check us out, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. subscribe. Go to the top right. You will find the platform in which we are on today. Join us on Top Chat or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. Click onto it, the platform in which is there. Join us on Top Chat if you want to call in 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Michael from South Carolina, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. I'm from a small town of less than 25,000 people, and for 14 years I've studied history up one side and down another, and I've tried to awaken people, and they look at me like I'm crazy, but I think I've got a platform to ask you if you and your listeners have come across this bill, Assembly Bill A-416.
No. Let's stick to the topic here. Let's just stick to that really quick, Michael, if you don't mind. I'm just going to go ahead and cut you off then, Michael, because we're not going to change topics right now, but thank you for the phone call. I'm crazy for telling you the truth. It reminds me of the man that was in bed trying to go to bed. He was trying to go to sleep. He was trying to have a sound sleep, and his dog kept barking and barking and barking and barking. Now, I'm equating this metaphorically to that of the Holy Ghost who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, okay? Now, I'm not demeaning. I speak as a man, but it's a great metaphor, okay? Well, the dog started barking and barking and barking, and the guy got up out of bed, and he was angry, and he started looking at his dog. He yelled at his dog and told him to quit barking. I'm trying to go to sleep. So the guy goes back upstairs, gets into bed, nice and cozy, and all of a sudden he starts hearing his dog bark and bark and bark some more. See, what the man didn't know is that there was a man outside of the house trying to break in. He didn't understand the impending judgment that was going to take place unless he was awakened to his state of danger in which he was. The dog was trying to warn him, but he didn't want to hear it. So the guy gets up out of bed, goes downstairs, grabs a paper, rolls it up, and starts to beat his dog. Quit barking like that. I'm trying to go to sleep. Just like the American church, Americans. Just like the American people in their slumber today. Read Jeremiah 5:21. So the guy goes upstairs, thinks he's got his dog in check now, and tries to go back to sleep. About 5 minutes later, the dog barks and barks and barks 10 times worse than he did the previous 2 times. Because the burglar, the murderer, was trying to get inside of the house. He was starting to break the windows open and break the seals and try to crack that door open, right? So what does the guy do? Gets out of bed, grabs his shotgun, goes downstairs and shoots his dog dead, right? Did you hear that? Shoots his dog dead because he doesn't want to hear anybody bark. He doesn't want to hear anybody warn him of the impending danger, right? Boy, that sounds like scripture, doesn't it? Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. That's the New Testament in 2 Corinthians 5, okay? Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. But they don't want to be persuaded, right? So as he goes back upstairs, his dog's dead, and he goes back upstairs and lays down, and, well, he closes his eyes, and now he can go back to sleep. And little did he know, the man breaks into his house, steals everything he has, and then shoots him dead. Okay, was that dog his best friend? Are those that are warning you, Americans, are they your best friend? Or are they there just to stir it up because they don't have anything better to do with their time? No, that's called real love. That's called real love. And the fact of the matter is, very few in this country understand that prophetic message. They're the ones that wake up the dead church by the power of the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost isn't going to do for you what he's called you to respond to. It's just like repentance. Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3, 2. Hey, folks, we can tell you your sin is before God. Your sin is finding you out. And the message is in Matthew 3, 2, to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. If you don't want to hear that, guess what? You made your choice. Hell is a place for people that God didn't reject, but that people rejected God. See, so let's put this into perspective. Oh, and there's going to be a lot of people in hell that Jesus loved. But they made their choice, Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is the message of the Word of God since its inception, and it will be the message until the end of time. That's not going to change, especially here. We're not looking for the approbation of men. We are looking for the approbation of the Holy Ghost, that we might be used for His glory, because the crown is going to fall on the head of Christ one way or another, either in blessings or in curses. That's our call. That's our call. Michael calling in from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I say this is a great show. It's my first time speaking. Hi, thank you for letting me be on here.
Sure. Where are you at? Where are you at, Michael? What city?
I'm in a little tent shed over here in Desert Husbury. I've been listening to your message, and you know, people are saying that the edges of America, you know, the West Coast, the East Coast is kind of influencing the narratives. But the heart of America is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And when we look at our history, and I got to say to Michael, you know, he's a warrior. And I am too. I'm Michael too. I'm so excited to share the message that you're sharing. I mean, you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
And we're having judges make social transformations without representation. We're having these lies by the media, which you can see. And we're also, you know, when we look at history and we look at our Bibles and we realize that there's times where God has to move. And these movements in our country, at the heart of, let Jesus Christ increase. And the problem is we allowed this weeds to grow up. And not say anything, not pull those weeds aside and tell them the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And we've not done as good a job as we should.
Well, that's right. That's exactly why we're in trouble, Michael. Going back to the judges, they're playing the activist. They're legislating from the bench. That's not their job. Their job is to discover and apply the written law called the Mosaic Institution, period. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. When they fail to do that, the people in this country are to rise up, read Article 3, right. Section 1, and they are to remove them because they are no longer sitting during good behavior. The American people, because they've been dummied down willfully, they've been entertained out of their own freedom. Freedoms, tained, derived from entertain, means to be basically taken away by being entertained, okay? And the fact of the matter is, in this country, we have nobody to blame but ourselves for what it is that we've been tolerating for decades in this country. The American church has been leading itself to judgment, and the rest of us with them, to those that don't know the difference, now we do know the difference, but the fact of the matter is, these people are begging for judgment. They expect Jesus Christ and the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to do for themselves what they're unwilling to do. They want God to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves, and that's why we're in trouble today. They love God so much that they disobey Him at every given opportunity in keeping His commandments and dealing with corruption in the church,
and foremost, government. It's so big, brother, that, I mean, when you look, when Joshua went to go conquer, you know, God tells him, three times, be strong and courageous.
Yep.
Right? And I'd imagine because they weren't feeling too strong and courageous looking at the giant of a problem before them.
Yeah.
You know? And God says, be, you know, and then what does Joshua do? He turns to the president, look, just be the man, and we'll see what our God will do.
Amen. Well, you got about 10 seconds here, Mike, and we got to break off into a hard break. We got hour two coming up.
Let me
pray, on the other side.
Let me pray that God make us strong and courageous to stand up for His justice, and let that justice and love and power and His Holy Spirit go like fire across this nation and to the world, because they're all watching us too. And so let us be God's people.
Amen.
That we were dedicated to.
That's right.
In New York at Ground Zero.
Amen. Well, folks, the bottom line is we must occupy. And I know that there's a lot of people that want to be raptured from responsibility, but I'm here first and foremost to tell you it is not scriptural. Matter of fact, what we're going to do is we're going to come right back up on the other side. And I want to say that what I said during the first segment, it's interesting how people in the church are preparing the church for death. Or there's those other individuals that are eschatologists that are teaching heretical teachings, teaching people that they're going to be raptured from their responsibility. Can't find it in scripture. Hour two coming up, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want you to think about this. Can you imagine if our forefathers would have said, there's nothing we can do, and they threw their hands up in the air? 244 years later, we're here. They didn't do that. Neither should we. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.